Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Our friend Jeff Leek, the president and CEO of the Connecticut Education Association. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, and I hope you are too.
We're good. Before we get to today's event, let's talk about your survey that you released back on Tuesday, the survey of 16,000 educators that was conducted in a week in July earlier this month about the safe reopening. What stood out to you among the responses?
Clearly, without a doubt, the idea that we're concerned about safety of students and teachers. We didn't doubt that, but how our members responded to this is clear that they want to get back to school, but it must be done safely and with all the protocols in place that we have been talking about for months now. So that's what we're trying to get done. And I would say at this point, it looks like the governor is moving closer to where we are on this. He made an announcement over the last couple of days about a couple different things. One, a little bit of flexibility in terms of exactly how schools might open. We were very pleased with the announcement about, you know, the laptops or Chromebooks or whatever for students that didn't have them when we stopped school in March. So we seem to be moving closer to a place where we can all agree we're going to try to do this the best way we can.
And Jeff, a really, I would say, impressive number of your members were saying, if you can guarantee that everything's safe, the money's in place, da-da-da-da-da, well, then we're going back. Until then, let's find out some other way to do it.
Exactly. And again, not only because of where we are now, but because of where we think things are going to be over the fall, we think the most we can do, the more we can do regarding a hybrid model, a distance learning model, making sure that everybody's on board with that. That's going to require, in some cases, some in-person instruction. But as long as we're moving in that direction, we think that that'll be a good thing, not only for right now on the reopening, but also possibly as the virus rears up again. Maybe we have to go to a full close down or something like that.
Yeah.
We hope not, but you know, this virus has been acting crazily for months now, and there's no sense it's going to stop, you know. So that's what we're nervous about.
Jeff, what's your response to the survey conducted by the State Department of Education, where 80% of staff says they expect to be in person in the fall? What are your thoughts on that survey?
Again, it shows that our teachers are ready to do this, but what they're telling us is, but please make sure it's safe. Please make sure I'm not going to be carrying this virus home to my mom or dad that's living with me. Please make sure that I don't get it, because, again, for teachers, there has been a substitute shortage in this state for a while now. If teachers begin to get ill from this virus over the next couple of months, we're going to have a problem having anybody in front of students in school. So we want to ensure that we're doing the best that we can. And again, I know nothing is risk-free. Nobody thinks something can be risk-free, but we just need to make sure that we're right on top of this and doing everything we can to ensure the safety of all.
What are your thoughts about the we were talking earlier, and I said it seems to me that the possibility of 2 days in and 2 days home is something that, that might work for everybody, because first off, it means you wouldn't have to build additional classrooms and spend money on that kind of thing. What are your thoughts on having kind of a hybrid format like that? Is that a realistic possibility, or do you see problems with that?
I think that is the most realistic possibility at this moment. Now, and I say that in understanding that there are some districts in Connecticut, especially perhaps in the more rural areas of Connecticut, where they may already have some space that they can make their classes smaller. But most districts in Connecticut can't do that. I think of the schools I've been in, for example, in Bridgeport and Danbury and Waterbury and so forth. There's no way that they can safe distance kids from each other. So for them, it's all about who's coming into the school building and whether we can keep those class sizes to a point where we can do the social distancing. It will also allow us to adjust our teaching and say when we have kids in front of us, it's almost like more individual attention. And yes, others will be, you know, doing that in other days, but that is a solution, if you will, to a whole bunch of issues as we move forward.
Jeff, you know, one thing I was thinking, and this is something I've been thinking about. Hey, where's the money coming from? And of course, the governor said, look, I'll do what I can do, but all right, let's set that aside. If you did in fact go to smaller classes, if provided you had room, you're going to have to hire more teachers. And how many teachers are out there? You're talking about substitutes and how hard it is to find them.
There are not a lot of teachers. The teacher pool has been dwindling for a while, and we know that, and we're concerned about that. For example, however, there are probably still a supply of young people who want to teach in elementary school. So we could do something perhaps in that regard. Mm-hmm. On the high school level, especially in certain areas, there are shortages, and that's why the hybrid model where,
right,
you know, we're cutting the population in half that way does the best for us in terms of long-term planning. And again, hopefully this will be a one-year experience, and at some point in 2021 we'll be able to say, okay, we can kind of get back to the way we were doing things. Exactly. And the way we know works best, everybody in school all of the time. But right now that's not possible.
Talking with Jeff Leake from the Connecticut Education Association today. You're having the CEA School Safety First Car Rally. Can you give us a little bit of the info on that?
So, the idea has been talked about. Our members were talking to us about it. So we have sites set up all over Connecticut. We didn't need to do one. We didn't think in every single individual town, but we have sites set up all over. And then a big car parade in the Hartford area. We are going to be driving by the governor's mansion, only to say to him, you know, let's try to get this done. You know, this is not a against the governor. This is, here's how our members are responding. They want you to know how concerned they are, and let's keep talking. Matter of fact, we have a meeting this morning with the governor to have a conversation with some of our teachers and say, look, here's how we think we could do this the best. And we hope that productive conversations lead us to an opening that everybody can feel confident about and trust and get our kids reengaged with learning.
What are you going to do? I mean, just basically a parade of cars featuring teachers, educators, honking horns, or is that kind of the plan?
Oh, I think we've got some signage out there too.
Of course you do.
Yes, that'll be part of it. And again, it's just a little bit of let's raise awareness. Let's show how concerned we are. Our members have been asking, what can we do? So for us, this was the safest thing rather than an in-person rally at the Capitol or something like that. The in-person car parades are the safest thing to do to show where we are right now.
And if you want to find out where there's one in your area, go to the CEA.org website and navigate around. I think I caught 25 different locations around the state.
Right.
Now, do they all end up at the governor's mansion?
No, they're not.
No.
So especially in the far reaches of the state, they're going to do their thing in their locale. But we have some folks. And by the way, we are partnering with AFT Connecticut, our union in Connecticut. They're going to be joining. We're going to be joining together, especially in the Hartford one. So, we're looking forward to that. And looks like the weather's going to cooperate with us.
A little hot, but that's it, yeah.
A little warm, but most cars are air conditioned these days. So, right.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, Jeff, thanks for
checking
in. And I think the safest thing in the world to say is we'll talk again before school opens.
Pretty sure.
Absolutely. Good to talk with you always.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Lee.
That was a good prediction, Joe.
Bye-bye.
25 different locations that they're starting from. And as Jeff said, they're not all ending up at the governor's mansion.
At the
mansion.
Capitol, yeah.
So, it's not the Capitol. It's the governor's mansion.
Oh, yeah. But I think the rallies with the Capitol string it too, I think.
No.
That's what I read. Oh, it's
reading
one of the TV stations.
No, there's nothing at the Capitol.
Okay.
I don't think. Is there, Jeff?
If I'm still on, yes. So we're getting ourselves together. In West Hartford, there's a very large parking lot near St. Joe's, I think, and that's where we're sort of organizing ourselves.
Asylum and Troutbrook.
I made a mistake. Yeah, they start it too, I guess, is what's happening.
Right, exactly. Right. Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.